Hello, beloved. Psalm 119, verses 17 through 24 say, "Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors." God, we ask that your testimonies, your word, your truth would fill the people of Austria with hope. We ask that as they have such a rich heritage of culture and music and art and a gracious scenery, that they would be filled also with faith. They would be able to say that God is good and does good, and that their souls would be consumed with longings, not simply to celebrate your kindnesses and their providence, but that their souls would be consumed with longings to keep your rules. God, that you would establish a new day in the Lutheran and Reformed churches, that there would be an eagerness to gather together among the saints, to think about and consider the truths of the scriptures, and to do so in the context of love, so that more and more your people would be established in uprightness, meekness would be seen in marriages, gentleness would be seen among parents, and civility would manifest among cities. That people who live apart from others, just in distant rural areas, would be able to say that there is a coming day and the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Please, Lord God, revitalize the churches in Austria as they have been our teachers in some ways, and that we have learned more about you because you used faithful men and women in the past from this very area. Please do this now for the praise of your great name. In Jesus' name, amen.